Hello, hello, GM, GM, or GN, GN. How you doing, actually?
Good, man. GM, GM. It's always warning somewhere in the NFT space, right?
Exactly. So GM, I guess, is this the universal hello? How about that?
It's the universal hello. So, welcome back, everybody, to day number three of our Inner Igloo chats. Today's topic of discussion is Little Pudgies. And Luca, you have anything you want to touch upon with the Little Pudgies and your thoughts on them and moving forward before we start bringing people up to ask questions?
Yeah, so a little bit of insight is we definitely think Little Pudgies play a huge role here, right? And I have a bunch of ideas, which I'll go over with you guys, and I definitely want to hear everybody else's ideas. Seeing how they integrate, do they have their own roadmap, which we're kind of utilizing, kind of integrating the two? Do they have their own merch line? Like, is Little Pudgies kind of the embodiment of what we want to do on the like children's side? Like, I want to do like toddler wear, and you know, if we're doing children's book, are Little Pudgies like the embodiment of that? Right. And so, kind of how we've structured it internally, and I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts, but we kind of almost separate it into two brands, right? One brand is the Big Pudgy, which has a little within the roadmap of the Adult Pudgy, it has a little bit more of a mature roadmap. And the Little Pudgies have their own type of roadmap, similar to the main Pudgies, but it's catered to a younger demographic. So, for example, if Big Pudgy has a merch drop, Little Pudgy does as well, except Little Pudgy consists of like onesies, right? Or like baby bottles and stuff like that. Or it is me just spitballing. We've been putting a lot of focus in the main collection, but this is kind of our direction. Versus, you know, and then kind of going down that rabbit hole. Like if we do some sort of, you know, if we were to do like a gaming in the roadmap, well, the big pudgy stuff would have like play to earn, and then like the little pudgy would have like some sort of iOS game. I don't know if you guys know, but like little kids right now are glued to their iPhones on these iOS games. So like they would be aligned, but one would be like a step down, right? Like where the bigger pudgy version would be more mature, and then you would kind of tone it down a little bit when you went to the little pudgy side. And so they would kind of mimic the roadmap. They would kind of be like one and the same, except like little pudgy's roadmap would just be, you know, the big pudgy's roadmap toned down, right? And easily more adoptable, right? And so I would love your guys' opinions on that. And we can dive deeper into specifics, but I think at a glance, I would love to hear you guys' opinions and if that's a direction that we think is meaningful, or if we think that's like, I think it kind of goes hand in hand with like the story. I think it's like a really great story to tell, but I would love your guys' opinion because I think from a storyboard perspective, it makes a lot of sense. But is that really what the people want? And I would love your guys' opinion on that.
Yeah, so just so everybody knows, all you have to do is click that little hand raise icon at the bottom of your screen. If you have some input on the topic at hand on this AMA or any other ones, we'd love to hear your opinions. And while we wait for some of those hand raises, I just want to say you kind of said it yourself there, Luca. Always. Even in our internal back-end discussions, it's like we're either calling them the OG Pangs or the Big Penguins, the Genesis Penguins, but I really like calling them Adult Penguins, right? And it
Too.
almost fits naturally. I mean, these little pudgies were supposed to allegedly pop out of the eggs, right? So I personally think that narrative fits really, really well.
Yeah, so the question at hand here, right, is, and again, I think this is the direction we should go in, minus like any really great and valid points, which I'm totally open to go to. But it's almost like a subset. I would almost look at it like as like, you know, you have Ralph Lauren and then Ralph Lauren kids, right? So like I think it's like perfectly aligned and perfectly positioned to do that. I would just like be curious to see people's thoughts. Like, is that the way to do it? But like to me, from my perspective, I'm like, yeah, like that's totally the way to do it. But maybe I just like am too like focused on like what, you know, what I know. But curious to see what you guys think. It's like almost like I think the Ralph Lauren and then Ralph Lauren kids is kind of like the perfect, you know, example or analogy to compare kind of what my thought process is.
Yeah, 100%. Space Monk.
Hey
GM.
guys, GM, GM. Sorry if there's a little bit of background because I'm at the gym. Seriously, but yeah, I mean, I love that thought. Essentially, I kind of see it as a Toys R Us and a Babies R Us sort of model.
You guys hear me?
That
exactly. Exactly. I love that you said that. We're losing you, by the way, Space Monk. You're cutting in and out, but I heard that you agreed with it, and I liked your Toys R Us and Baby R Us analogy.
Awesome. I'll step down because it's a little loud. I just wanted to throw that in there. Cool, guys.
Hey,
thanks.
I appreciate
it.
Hit those PRs, brother. We believe in you.
I'm trying to figure out how to put this on speaker. It's pissing me off.
It's really... It's really clunky on your phone. Once you get on stage, it kind of defaults back to playing like you're talking on the phone and not on speaker. There should be like three dots that you can click, and it'll open up a larger menu where you can put it up on speaker cars. But while you get that sorted out, yeah.
Hey, so the first thing I think of for the little pudgies and you know, getting it out to children is obviously toys, but, you know, it could almost be like a Mrs. Potato Head type thing where kids can collect different items, you know, collect the lollipop, collect the sword for a little pudgy, and you could have like a base little pudgy. You know, you can buy the different skins for depending on which base you want, and like kids can play with them that way. So it's almost like a little Barbie doll, but with penguins.
I love that. I love the Mr. Potato analogy.
You guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Luca? What's up, Agent? What's up, everybody? I think you definitely branch into like the kid stuff is awesome. I was seeing in chat too, which I also believe is I don't think we should limit the Lil's possibilities to that. I think we should obviously try to, I mean, not only market, but make them appealing for everybody. Obviously, like for kids, it's like it's a free throw, you know. But I definitely think they all adult penguins and little penguins could easily just, you know, be branched to everybody. I think the children's stuff would be a good like branch, you know, to tackle that. But I don't think we should just limit them to littles. This is my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I just want to like balance like this is like where like branding comes into play, right? Because if I'm like let's say I'm Smith and Wesson, I can't go and sell like I don't know, shit, like dog food or something, right? So like my thing is just like it's one or the other. We can't have like a blend. It's either I go in that direction or I just incorporate it and look at it as like one ethos. Unfortunately, like kind of one foot in, one foot out has always like shot me in the foot in like previous businesses. Like I'd always try to like appeal to like multiple audiences through like one, you know, through like one thing. And so my concern to that is like, I think we just need to like figure out it's either I go in that direction and I lean in hard, or I just tie the little pudgies and I make them like a complement to the existing pudgies, even though they always will complement each other. But like from like a scaling and a pushing and a branding perspective, I feel like, you know, a brand has to stay true to like what its initiative is, right? Like Toms can't just go start selling, you know, like boat gear or something, or like, you know, like it's just, that would just be my thing. I think like confusion is like one thing I want to avoid. Like people need to be able to see it and instantaneously know what that is, right? Like if I go 1 foot in, 1 foot out and like try to please everyone, unfortunately, what that's going to do is it's going to create confusion. And so I feel like as a community, we need to kind of like, and we'll put this to a vote. And I'm just spitballing ideas. But like, do we just lean in hard to the kid stuff on that and what that roadmap entails? Or do we just tie it into everything the main pudgies are doing and kind of make it like a subsidiary, like something that just like complements it, but like doesn't really exist on its own, you know? I think that's
I got an idea for it. What if instead of that they're little kids or represent kids, what if it's more like they're like munchkins or minions or something?
I love that. It's funny you said that.
Yeah.
Peter called them minions today. He was like, look at little pudgies like minions. We got to make them go viral like minions went viral.
Yeah, like if there's going to be a battle between people, they're like little tiny soldiers. They all have all these cool traits, like hundreds of traits. And each trait can somehow help in this war or be, if we're doing superheroes or something like that. It's almost like they could be little foot soldiers and cute characters. I'm a little worried about, you know, these things already cost, what, 0.2 to buy one? It's going to be hundreds or thousands of dollars to buy a little pudgy, so it's not like kids can really get in the game of buying them, and I don't want to hurt adults wanting to buy them because they feel like they're representative of kids. I'd want to make it to where these are going to go for $10,000, some little pudgy. So you don't want to back yourself in a corner and make it too kiddish.
Yeah, I agree. Well, go ahead.
That was actually my main concern as well, and why I raised my hand in the talk. I think if we pigeonhole ourselves into kids, it's really going to limit our ability who's going to buy it. And the people that are buying NFTs are not children. I mean, if you want it just to be for parents, I guess there's only 15,000 of them total, which, you know, isn't that many people. But at the same time, how many parents are really buying NFTs? Like, that's not the target demographic. So it's something that we'd have to consider if that's the route that we go.
And this is why we're having these conversations, right? Because
like I think kids,
I love it.
I think kids love the big ones too. Like, I could see kids walking around with our big pudgy face on their bags. Like, the little ones are just kind of different. They just have so many traits and so many looks. It's more about the variety of that than it is the size of them. Like, there's so many of them and they're all so unique.
If I could give another analogy, Transformers have the mini bots, right? Do you guys remember that? Is that falling on deaf ears?
No, not falling on deaf ears. Big
can I push back on something? I think parents are buying kids a lot of NFTs. They're just not called NFTs. The amount of money I spend for my children in Roblox on little dumb little pets in Pet Sim X. I spent over $1,000 on plushies when they had a plushie drop for my 6-year-old the other day. And my older kids, the amount of V-Bucks I've spent in Fortnite on skins and things like that. I think buying digital things for kids is a huge untapped market. And I couldn't support Luca's idea even more, because I think it actually, it almost answers the reason why little pudgies exist. I mean, because pudgy penguins themselves, they're cute little dudes. And now you've got these other ones who are cuter and littler, but tying it in with, you know, infant wear, with kids stuff, with, you know, content that's directed to a younger audience, it almost answers the question of why they exist in the first place. And yeah, I think the opportunity is limitless. So yeah, I think Luca's idea just sounds perfect.
Thank you for that. And we definitely have conflicting opinions, but that's the beauty of being a pangu. Because I was thinking like that too. I will say, to the point, just to play devil's advocate or kind of push my narrative, like, I do think we're underestimating, like I see, like, I'm in Austin, Texas right now, right? And like, the people that I work with here are like serial entrepreneurs, guys with multiple exits under their belt. Like, these are the guys, these guys are buying NFTs for their kids, and they are spending thousands of dollars. Like, I went to a house the other day. I mean, this kid must have like $100,000 in toys in his basement, you know? So like, we also have to understand, like, you know, I would say to that point, like, let's not underestimate. There's not that many of these, right? It'd be different if there was like 200,000 or a million little pudgies, but there's only 20,000.
So let me add something that I think you're not quite seeing, which if we make little pudgies into a viral TikTok sensation, like minions, if you will, what's going to happen is not all little pudgies are going to be popular. A few, like the Pareto principle, suggests that, you know, like 5 to 10%, or, you know, it might even be like 3 or 5 main characters are going to be really popular. And so what's going to happen is those ones specifically are going to rocket in valuation. And what you can do at that point, and this is just spitballing, I have no experience with this, you can fractionalize those little pudgies, and then people can own a piece of the little pudgies that they are specifically seeing all the time on their TikTok, which gets a ton more people with skin in the game into our brand, which, of course, that means that kind of like flows into everything else as well.
I like that. That's a good good observation and good little thought. I mean, definitely there will be a moment, like everything, there's a main character and then there's sub characters, and the market will dictate who the main character is and what that looks like. And, you know, fractionalizing it, I don't know, because if you fractionalize it, keep in mind the people who own it would be like, somebody might get pissed at that. Like, let's say 9x is, let's say one of the one of ones like turns out to like be the thing that everybody wants, and it's like becomes the brand image. Like if I went and fractionalized that one of one, that totally takes and diminishes their entire investment, right? Like those guys would be, who spent millions of dollars on theirs, it would be livid, I would imagine. I mean, I would be.
Well, it would be up to them, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess it would definitely have to be up to them. Definitely not my call.
Because what's going to happen is all these kids can't afford a little pudgy eventually. Like, they're going to get priced out of it, but they don't mind throwing, like, the same way you throw, you know, $10 into V-Bucks, they wouldn't mind, like, being, oh, look, I own 10 bucks of this thing that you're seeing all the time on, you know, TikTok or Netflix or whatever. And that's something that's never been done before.
Yeah, and I just want to be clear, guys. Like, my strategy with approaching children and, like, trying to onboard them into Web3 and, like, pushing the Web3 brand into Web2 so that children can integrate is not for the purpose of children buying. It's for creating a brand that if you were to dive a layer deeper, that people can see other people using it, people can go to friends' houses and see that IP there, and then if they get interested in it, they can dive a layer deeper and understand that if I buy a pudgy penguin or a little pudgy, then I can be a part of, you know, what I'm going over to my friend's house and seeing. I'm not doing it to go and think that little kids are going to be buying pudgies. That totally is not my intention, because I don't think there's enough pudgies out there for little kids to buy. It's to plant the seed so that when people decide to do their research and dive a layer deeper, their minds are blown, right? Like, nobody in Web3 has been able to pull this off at scale. The intention and for targeting kids is to onboard them and to get them excited about Web3 and to like plant that seed. But the intent is not to go and sell them a little pudgy, right? If they do so, they do that so at their own will. And, you know, that's a conversation they have with their parents. It's more to just bridge a gap where no NFT collection is catering to the younger generation and educating them and making them enthusiastic and getting them excited and getting them thinking, so that when those kids grow up, they're pioneering the next Web4 and Web5, right? It's not to go and sell them, because that's not our target demographic. I would be shocked if little kids and the masses are buying little pudgies. Like, that's totally not my intention. But you would find that a lot of the influence and a lot of the content that's created from Nickelodeon and Disney, if you control the kids, right, in the sense that like you influence them and that they love your product, then those guys come in, these huge arms, and then they create, you know, feature films, and then they create, yes, you know, TV shows and morning shows. That's the intent. The intent is not to go create something so that little kids are like buying NFTs. Like, you know, they will do that. Like, that's totally not my intention. They will do that in their own way and however they decide to do it. It's more to just spark that creative juice, because those are the consumers. A kid consumes way more than a grown up in terms of content and retention. I mean, I don't, I just speak for myself, but I go into rooms and I see 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds glued to their screen for 8 hours a day. They're the ones spending the money and, you know, making companies like Candy Crush and Angry Birds hundreds of millions of dollars because their parents' card is linked to the Apple ID and they're just buying little coins like and upgrading and in-app purchases. Like that is really the intention. It's not to go and say like, oh, a 9-year-old's going to go buy this. Like, that's totally not it. But it's to appeal to that, to spark a bigger thought.
Is it fair to say, Luca, it's kind of like, you know, kids don't have a brokerage account and are buying Disney stock, right? Exactly. But they're fueling the growth of that brand.
I think it's about getting the story. Like, it's two different questions. One question is the storyline of this whole thing, and one question is the merch, and they're kind of different. Like, you can have... I think the kids and families are going to love the whole collection. They're going to love the bigs. They're going to love the littles. You can put any of them on anything as far as merch or marketing or store. But it's really about getting the storyline right. Like, who are these big pudgies? Who are the little pudgies? Is it parents and kids? Is it minions? Like, to where there's just a ton of them, all these different traits. It's just building the storyline first, and then you create the merch. Which ones are popular with the audience once you get the storyline going? You know what I'm saying?
We had a conversation about this today. It took like an hour and a half. It took like way longer than I thought, but we just went down a rabbit hole. And I think we might have looped in agents and the Discord crew in there. But like, to me, pudgies, like big pudgies and little pudgies, it's like father and son, you know, mother and daughter to me. But others had conflicting opinions. So I would love to hear your guys' opinion. Maybe we can take like a quick vote in the Discord after this, agents, but like, how do you guys look at it? Do you guys look at it as like, I've always looked at it like father and son, or mother and daughter, or, you know, father and daughter and mother and son. That's how I looked at them. It's intrinsically, naturally. How do you guys look at them? Do you guys look at them?
I was looking today to buy a little pudgy with a guitar and with a carrot, because I play guitar and my wife is a vegan. But I thought, how cool is that to get? They have so many traits, and you could buy a little that really represents you and what you like. A little sword or a chef's hat. And it's just kind of cool to have one that fits your personality and your hobbies. And that's just how I've always seen it, is like a little version that has just many more customizable options.
Hey, Luca, I just wanted to chime in here because I like that you mentioned, you know, how do we view the relationship between little pudgies and big pudgies? And I really think that's the core problem that we're sort of arriving at, right, with, let's say, the toy version of your penguins, is sort of how do you want to position the little pudgy like brand, right? I think it's more of a branding question than how do you make this merch and toys. Is what I really want to ask is, will there be sort of a generic like brand ambassador little pudgy, right? Because if you do have that, then, you know, it's really quite clear what direction you want to take the merch, what direction you want to use the branding and all of that for. And really my question for the space today when I saw the little pudgies was, I wanted to hear how you see the little pudgies in the grand ecosystem and how you sort of want to fit the pieces together, right? Because there's people saying like, you can call the little pudgies like the Mutant Ape Yacht Club equivalent, or you can say it's the Kennel Club equivalent, right? And I think that really has an important distinction in how the little pudgies will be part of everyone's, you know, sort of portfolio going forward, and whether or not, you know, that brings the same legitimacy, right, for an owner owning a little pudgy versus owning, let's say, a Rog or a Big, and how that sort of weighs together.
Yeah, so where I stand right now, and it's subject to change because I'm listening to everything you guys are saying, but to me, it was a way, I look at it like, father and son, mother and daughter. From a branding perspective, I look at it as Ralph Lauren and Ralph Lauren Kids, right? And I may be wrong in this assumption, but this is why we're having this conversation. And this is, again, just top level thesis that can be changed. But that's how I look at it. I think they're they all fit into each other, right? They all integrate. But one's product line and execution is catered to an older demographic, and then one product, and then the other is catered to a younger demographic, right? Ralph Lauren kids, Pudgy Penguins, Little Pudgies. That's how I see it now. But per this conversation, it's obviously subject to change. But that's kind of how, at like a top level, I always thought of it. It was just like one and two, right? So like, if you're a father, you know what I mean? Like, I just thought, I'm obviously not a father, not even close, but like, dude, if I was a pudgy father and I had a pudgy, I'd buy my kid a little pudgy, you know? And like, that's the family, you know? That's just me, but
we do have our little mini, extremely micro focus group here of one individual. We got Ben, who is in fact, well, you're a teenager, Ben.
Yes.
Stop trying to slide in there. You're 13.
So, I heard you talking about like little pudgies and kids and stuff, and I wanted to bring my kid insight, if you will, to the conversation. Yes, so what I think, at least from the middle school kids, because I've told them about my NFT thing briefly, I mean, of course it's not that interesting to them, but like, I feel like kids just don't understand it, and it's full of like a few influencers that might show up and explain it in like the weirdest ways. Like, how I would explain it to my like fellow kids is, it's just like, it's funny penguins that allow you to be a part of like a supportive community. Like, I won't go into hyper detail about like Web3 and why it's so amazing, which of course I would like to, but that's kind of my take on it. Like, it's over explained that way when I think it should just be a lot more simple. Like, cute penguins, fun to look at.
I just want to let everybody know in the audience, this kid Ben will be very rich by the time he's 21. So I like this kid Ben. And I will, if you ever need anything from me, dude, I will completely take you under my wing, because the fact that you're even in this here right now at 13 just reminds me so much of myself and the people I work with. So you're a stud, and you're probably the best person to ask about this whole thing. So keep talking to me, like, you're listening.
Yeah, Ben, a question for you. What kind of vector do you think would appeal most to children? Like, do you think it would be a mobile app, a cartoon show? Like, what would you think that your friends, maybe, and as people you know that are younger, would appreciate and like?
Yeah. Yes. So I think that's a really great question, actually. Of course, what I see in my class is everybody is constantly on their phones. Like, geez, every second of the day, it's not allowed at our school, but like, whole entire day, stupid apps. Like, it can literally be whatever. But if it gets popular and their friends start doing it, like, it can be any app in the world, like Talking
Ben. Like Flappy Bird-esque? Like that simple, you mean?
There was one called like Talking Ben, where like you say some random thing and this dog says yes or no that somebody made popular. And like, of course, little pudgies are infinitely cooler than that. But if we could do something like that, I think mobile is the play.
I completely agree in that narrative.
When I think of movies and stuff with popular little characters, think of like the Ewoks or the Jawas from Star Wars, with the minions or the guy. And it almost doesn't matter, like, because you don't want to get into age and gender and stuff when you're talking about these things. You want to make that up to people. So just having like those type of things are so popular in movies, and just these little creatures that doesn't matter what their age is, it doesn't matter what their gender is, they're just funny and they just kind of their thing. I don't know a lot of them that have, you know, children as the character running around. Mostly these type of, like, I don't know what they are. They're just cute and funny. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to describe it.
Can I share for a second?
Of course.
Hey, so as someone who just bought in last night, I've had friends tell me to buy Pudgy Penguins for months and finally did the research and pulled the trigger. And like, it kind of bums me out that like the idea of
people having little penguins only being able to get onesies or something like that. Because to me, like, little pudgies represented something really democratic and like accessible. And I saw people in the Discord talking about that too. Like, I didn't have $10,000 to spend aping into this project, even though I really wanted to. And the fact that I was able to buy a smaller thing and still feel like a part of a community and like get welcomed and feel really euphoric and cool was like really appealing to me, you know?
I think that's the most important thing I've heard all day. Thank you for saying that.
Thanks, so, dude.
I like you, dude.
Yeah, I think it's...
That instantly rephrases, because, like, from a branding perspective, I still kind of agree with my direction, but, like, then I listen to that, and I'm like, yeah, dude, like, fuck, that would suck. Like, I
totally...
Hey, this is Loon. I want to chime in on that. I 100% agree with how that was just presented. I think that what is evident from this conversation is we kind of have to take a long thought on what type of approach we want to take with the little pudgies, because something with the Pudgy Penguins, it's always been all age inclusive, but it hasn't necessarily been aimed for children. And hearing this conversation thus far, it sounds like we want the little pudgies to be completely targeted at children. And like was just said before, I've always seen it as a lower barrier entry point to include people into our huddle that don't have the money to necessarily buy an OG penguin. So I just think we really need to sit down and think about this one for a while before we make any sort of decision on direction.
I agree, but to that point, because we're having a very good conversation here, like, we're looking at it, that perspective, right? Though I completely agree, and we're going to shift it. But that perspective is from an NFT trader's perspective. Let's keep this in mind, right? When you say that, you're coming from somebody who is in the NFT space trading it, but we have to look a layer up, which is like mass brand adoption, right? Which will trickle down into the NFT space in cataclysmic form. But we do have to think right now, I think we're thinking layer one, NFT trading and NFT space, when we have to maybe take it a layer up and think global brand, global adoption. But that doesn't mean anything. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate to come to the right conclusion. Though you're definitely heard, and I could totally put myself in your shoe and be like, yeah, like that's not the right direction. So like, this is probably the hardest conversation of them all and will take the most time. But I'm ready to have it, and I got time to talk about it. So,
Luca, if I may.
Of course.
I think a great example of brands that have kind of walked this balance beam really well would be Fortnite. When Fortnite came out, I mean, that at the time I was 25 and all my friends were playing it, right? And sure, you get the older heads in there who think, oh, it's a little kid's game, but it really treaded that age agnostic line where you could have that broad appeal. And I think what you're talking about, this larger branding movement, I think people are hearing that and thinking like, oh, well, if the little pudgies get airdrop, we're only going to be able to get toddler clothes. And that's not what you're saying at all, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Not saying that, but I'm saying it as like a, like, it'll be a vertical. I think no matter what, like, I totally am going to do like a toddler onesie with a little pudgy on it, but is that going to be like the full collection? No, but like, I have to do that. Like, that would be so cute if we saw like a cute baby and like a, I got to do that regardless, just because like, that could be one piece in a mature collection. I think that's like kind of like a subset, but like, my heart has to do that. Like, I have to see that happen and see that come to fruition. But it doesn't mean like completely catering. I'm just saying, like, when you're talking about content and how things are marketed and how things are pushed into the universe and into the world, like, what does that look like? Because it has to have a message and it has to have a brand feel and it can't be confusing, right? So I'm not like saying like the whole brand might be catered in one direction, but like I said, like, Coca-Cola, soda company, soda. Like, that's what they do, sell soda. Like, McDonald's, fast food company, sell fast food. Like, you know, I have to have every legacy brand has a target demo and a place in which they're going and an objective in which they want to hit. It's important that when we start, like, really going on the execution train and just, like, start banging out thing after thing, which really starts next week once these calls are done, is, like, making sure that we're laser focused in one direction to dominate one thing. I can't, like, give you guys an example, and this is an entrepreneurial example, but I was somebody who always had a lot of hands in different businesses. My Twitter banner picture is of the nine-tailed fox because I had, like, so many things going on, and, like, each one of my tails was, like, a different business or form of income that I did. And subsequently, this actually hurt me, right? So I was making a lot of money, and that was great, but it wasn't setting me up for something big, right? And so I was making, you know, whatever, and that was fantastic, but it wasn't setting me up for a big exit or something that really, like, put my name out there and, like, created some sort of foundation, exponential growth type of situation. And then you look at, like, Elon Musk, and then you look at Bezos, and you look at all the top entrepreneurs, and what do they have in common? Well, you know, Elon goes PayPal. That's his thing. And then he goes Tesla. And then once he has Tesla, he branches off, right? Same with Bezos. Bezos goes Amazon, then he has Blue Origin, and then they start branching off, right? It's important that we go and lean in one direction and create our Tesla and create our Amazon and then branch, right? But to do that, you have to have a certain company culture. You have to be leaned in one direction. You have to have one objective and one focus. It's hard to be like a lot of NFT projects are like, we're a P2E project and we're a metaverse project and we're this and we're that and we're this. And it's like 10 different things. And what they're going to find out soon, or, you know, as time will tell, because the space is so young, but a lot of these guys are going to find out that they've stretched themselves too thin. They've set so many different expectations. They're trying to target and onboard people from so many different places that they're going to fail subsequently, right? It's just going to crumble underneath their feet. What I'm trying to do is I want to lay a really solid foundation and build on that foundation and be laser focused. And once we're at the top, then go vertical, right? But it's important that, like, with both the little pudgies and the pudgies, we have to go and dominate a direction before we go and spread the verticals and go please everyone, right? Like, we have to hone in, right? This is just brand building stuff. Like, you have to hone in when you're building a brand and go and lean into one direction. If you start leaning 10 different directions, what's going to happen is you're going to screw yourself, right? And it's going to crumble. And we haven't seen that yet in the space because it's only been a year since these things have going. But a lot of these guys are going to be in for a rude awakening because it's tough, dude. And I'm the king of spreading myself thin and spreading my tentacles. And you'll get by, but you won't be the best, right? My interest is I want to be the best. Like, we got to be the best. Like, I'm not doing this to be second or third. Like, everybody thinks apes are at the top and punks, and that's great. And, like, I support them and I love them. And those guys are geniuses and impeccable. But I'm coming for the number one spot. I don't want to be second. I don't want to be third. But I have to dominate one vertical first before I go vertical, right? Like, I have to dominate one spot, conquer it, adopt it, build partnerships in that direction. Because I can't just go and be like, oh yeah, I'm going to go try to do deals with Hasbro and, like, these guys, and then, like, go and do, like, some other, like, I got to be focused in one area, and that's how you become successful, at least from my experience as an entrepreneur.
So is your thought that you would start out with the kids and the little pudgy brand as, like, the main initiative, or would there be two at the same time, the adult version and then the kid version, just with your current picture?
Yeah, in my current picture, it's like two. It's two teams. It's two brands. Same style roadmap. But, like, let's say Pudgy Penguin's roadmap has, like, merch and game and whatever, right? Then the little Pudgy roadmap would still have merch and would still have game, except big Pudgy roadmap has a play to earn game, right? And the merch is, like, snowboards and ski goggles, and then the little Pudgy's, right, has an iOS game, right, which is, like, lower tier. Lower barrier to entry, and then it's not
billboard, you know. Yeah. Okay. I think you can go right down the middle with this. Like, if you think of Ewoks and you think of Minions, right? They're beloved by everyone. You don't even know if they're kids or adults. They just act silly all the time. But if you have these big penguins that are just kind of the main guys and they act normal. And you have these little guys running around that act really silly and childish. It does, you don't even have to explicitly state that they're children or kids. It's just like they're the cute little characters of the world. So when you develop games, have both characters in it, or you can have, like, you can buy a whole Minions game, or you can watch a Minions movie, and it's just those characters running around. But there's also games content that includes both. So I don't think you even have to decide. I think you go right down the middle with it.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that. You know, I initially saw it similarly as you saw, Luca, more of a kids or kids and parents, you know, so the big pudgies would protect the future generations, which are the little pudgies, from all the hate and negativity in the world. But, you know, I think a better route to do would that they're almost like minions or helpers, the little pudgies are, you know, they're helping protect against this hate and negativity, and they're learning how to cope with it as well. So you could almost use them like clone troopers or the Ewoks or whatever, you know, they're there to help along the ride of protecting against this negativity. So you could keep the route of it being a low barrier to entry for those that are already in Web3, but then you can also branch out into children's toys and iOS games and, you know, learning to deal with those negative aspects of life in the and online.
One thing I'd like to add, like, really quick about what you were kind of touching on earlier, like, about not branching off and stuff. So many NFT projects I see, like, promise all of this widely different stuff. Like, it's ridiculous, and they think it's what people want. But if I'm being really honest, what I want in a project is, like, just simple stuff that makes, like, sense. Some stuff projects do makes no sense regarding to the story and that kind of stuff. But, like, if what you do makes sense in a storyline, I think that's, like, widely more successful than other projects would make it. Like, the lore makes sense.
Like, Luca, just to share what this means to people, like, I'm coming from the Mooncats community where the project's just been dead for months and it's, like, super depressing. And I have a girlfriend, it's long distance, and she's on the other side of the country, and I'm trying to, like, sell some of my old surfboards so I can buy her a pudgy, a little pudgy, because I know, like, it'll make her super happy to just be a part of something exciting and positive with something to look forward to, where the community's buzzing. Like, I was in the Discord yesterday, and I was like, holy fuck, like, people are actually typing all the time. Like, I didn't even think that was possible, you know?
Yo, Goop, drop your ETH address in the Huddle chat right now. I'll send you a little pudgy.
Damn. Holy fuck, bro. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my girlfriend wants a little pudgy too.
Nah, he's trying to
I think mine does also.
Bro, yeah, I really, really fucking appreciate that, dude. Like, that.
Put in the Huddle chat. Come on, man.
Thank you.
Welcome to the community, Goop.
Damn. Thank you guys, bro. I'm like emotional. Welcome. That's fucking gnarly. Thank you guys so much, dude.
That's all. Hey, hey, Luca. My name's SK, and I'm 16 years old. But just to put into perspective, and shed light on, like, the teenagers' side of things, what Ben said earlier, I totally agree with, about how a lot of kids or teenagers know about NFTs, but they're really confused about how everything gets put together. So what I'm trying to say is, I feel like the best course of action to target teenagers would be somewhere along the lines of, like, releasing a game or, like, a club. I don't know if you guys know about Club Penguin a long time ago, but a lot of kids born in the 2000s love that game. So it's like a little, if for the people who don't know about it, Club Penguin is just like a little online club in a way, and it's like I don't know how to put it, but there's, like, mini games inside of Club Penguin and whatnot. But, like, almost every kid knows about it that were born in the 2000s. So something like that, or something like a game where, I don't know if you guys know about this game either. It's like a bike riding game where when you press down on the screen, the bike's gonna go down a ramp, and then when you let go, it's gonna go up. So it's kind of like a
bike race.
Yeah, but Sorry. I think that's what it's called. But yeah, something along those lines. But like instead of the bike, maybe make it like igloos or like ice where when you press down on the penguin, it slides on like its tummy instead of like wheels, obviously. So something like that, or something along the lines of reinventing or or touching up Club Penguin and rebranding it as like Pudgies or whatever. I think that would go a long way. If that's really possible, if you guys can pull that off, then that's going to be amazing, at least for the teenager side of things. And I feel like those little audiences, like people, kids like around 13 and 9 and 10, 11, 12, all those people get squished into that audience as well.
Yeah, the what the hell is that noise? The Club Penguin stuff is something we're exploring hard. Don't think that's a big one for us.
Don't Luke, I got it, dude. Thank you so much, bro. Like, I'm going to call my girlfriend right now and tell her, like, this really fucking means a lot, dude. Like, thank you, bro.
Dude, of course, dude. Anytime.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to sell snowboards and shit. Keep a surfboards. Fucking keep surfing, man. I got you.
Thanks, G. Thank you, guys. All right. Peace.
Thank you for your contribution and for coming on this call and talking, man. That's
hell yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
So here's what I kind of think, I guess, listen to all the sides of the conversation. The way, like, I guess they marketed Pudgies at the beginning was like the low entry. So like, that's kind of how we've all been playing it. But I also really love like what you're saying about like, you know, the father son kind of thing. Cause like, that's how I've always looked at it as well. Like, I put out my little Pudgy with my big one when they first came out. Like, here's my little family. And, like, I gave one to my friend because he used to be in Bitcoin, like, way back in 2012. And I'm like, dude, you got to get into crypto, you know? And so, like, the low barrier to entry. And, like, I see, like, you know, Ben with his little Pudgy and all the little Pudgies in chat we've been interacting with. I see it as, like, that low barrier to entry of, like, teaching people, like, how to do NFTs. So, like, we can bridge the gap of the teenagers, like, what is this NFT? You know, like, we can use a little Pudgy to kind of like explain and like teach younger kids like how all this kind of stuff works. And to like, you know, I like the lingo where everyone's like, hey, I'm working to my big Pudgy. And I always like give a shout out when there's little Pudgies in chat that are like, their goal is to get to a big Pudgy. So like that trajectory route, like to adulthood in a sense. And like, I think I like what Bone Daddy was saying about like the being neutral, because like we're kind of gender neutral as it is with our traits. So like we could be neutral as far as like generations. Like we want to be all encompassing. So like the little Pudgies will kind of, you know, point back to like bringing kids up, you know, and getting them financial intelligence. Because like at the end of the day, these are kind of financial products, and like you can learn a lot of stuff about like how finance works. Just like, you know, being in the community as well. And like, we're teaching, you know, Ben how all this works, and he's in junior high and he's learning all this finance from the Web3. So like, we want to hold our chips close, or our cards hold close to our chest, and like, you know, really look at the holders, but then, you know, try to bridge the gap back to the generations of the past. So like, you know, when those kids grow up, like my niece, I want to get her a little Pudgy, and my nieces, and I've thought about picking some out for them. So, like, I could teach them, you know, we can give them the merch and, like, bridge the gap between Web3 and, like, the younger generation.
That's what I'm saying, right? But then I also understand the other side. And, like, just because something is branded in one direction and leans to target a certain market doesn't mean it's, like, not cool to have it. Or, like, it doesn't mean it still isn't a lower barrier to entry. It's just, like, you know, like, some people, like, you know, like McDonald's is fast food, but people don't treat it like fast food. Like, fast food is supposed to be what it is, fast food, in and out. But like, then there's people that go there and sit down and treat it like a family dinner and like spend an hour at McDonald's, right? Like, just because it is something and it's targeting and marketing in one direction doesn't mean it can't be whatever we make it to be internally, right? We just got to think about, like, understand, like, This is what I've lived, and I've lost so much money fucking learning this stuff, you know, that like when we position ourselves, we have to be able to lean into a direction, right? Like every legacy brand has a direction that they lean in. And I think more of the conversation is like, one thing that's for sure is I won't make sure that the little Pudgy product line and stuff neglects the main, I that's taken into full consideration, and I'm changing my mind there. Like the product line of Little Pudgy will have the same appeal as the product line for the older Pudgy, though it will have some like extra stuff that is different. I think the conversation is like understanding that I have to lean into a direction to dominate somewhere, right? Like I can't just like, I have no interest in trying to lean in a direction of like, you know, like, I don't know what these other guys are doing with like maybe metaverses or whatever. Like that's not where I think we're going to win. I think we're going to win if we brand ourselves in a certain way that attracts maybe a younger consumer. But understand, like the kids control the influence. Like I've known this since day one. I always thought, and like as a young entrepreneur, there's so many older guys that have came to me and taken advantage of me and like completely screwed me left and right because they knew that as a younger kid, like I had all the new ideas, right? And like that's how it works even to the 8, 9, and 10-year-olds. Like that's why, and I think actually gave us the best analogy ever. It's like Disney like caters to kids. And it's a fucking $500 billion company. And I think Disney's market cap is probably less, like $250 billion, right? And like, it's not necessarily, and like, it's everybody, right? But they market and they lean to kids. But just because like Disneyland, dude, like I'm personally not a huge Disneyland guy, but like my girlfriend's like 24 years old, dude. And she's like Disneyland, 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 Disneyland. And she's like a grown up, but like Disneyland's catered to kids. Right. But doesn't mean that just because it's catered to kids and branded to kids that people are like grown-ups and, you know, older people are still not participating. And I honestly think grown-ups have more fun at Disneyland than the little kids do, you know. And I think that's like a really good analogy just in case, like, you know, we do go in that direction. Like, I don't want anybody to be upset because I think Disneyland's a perfect example of how you can market to kids, brand to kids, and still have everybody participate. Right.
Yeah, I think everyone agrees they should be childlike, silly creatures that kids would love, right? I think we're all in alignment on all that. So it kind of depends what's coming too. Like we don't know what's down the road. Is there going to be pets or other animals or like as far as the storyline goes, where is it going to create a family situation or we want to leave that wide open?
We're going to leave it wide open. I feel like. We're going to leave it wide open for now. I think as we build the brand bigger, what I don't want to do is that's not in the forefront right now. But if that time comes, that time will come and we'll discuss that. But in the short term, we got to focus on what we got. You know, I don't want to like neglect what we have. But maybe.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, and to add on to what you were saying earlier, I just wanted to say that I agree with creating a niche for the Little Pudgies. And I agree that a lot of the perspectives that NFT holders might have will differ greatly from someone who just happens to be at a big box store and runs across Pudgy branded merchandise and is trying to decide whether or not they want to purchase it. It's going to be two totally different perspectives, especially since most of those people won't even know that it's an NFT. They might just see something cute. And when I think of the Little Pudgies, I kind of think of it as like Muppet Babies and the Muppets, you know, kind of like the baby version of the original brand. And then as far as merchandise ideas go, I think that there's quite a few different things that would be ideal for the Little Pudgies. Like, I believe you guys have already touched on the idea for children's clothing and items, you know, like rain boots, raincoats, umbrellas, swimwear, floaties, hats, scarves, coats, and gloves, and things like that. But I was also thinking like school supplies, notebooks, lunch boxes, bedding, bath accessories, like towels and shower curtains, fruit snacks, those decorative wall stickers, playing cards, board games, party favors.
All that, yes. Speaking my language. I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt, because keep going, because Quiet Storm, you're like speaking my language, but like, guys, just close your eyes and imagine this situation. It's Thanksgiving evening. You walk into like wherever you're eating Thanksgiving and there's like a niece or your friend's, you know, daughter or son, and you're playing with something Pudgy Penguins. And it's like, and then the topic of discussion is like, yeah, I own a piece of that. that is way more of a flex than anything all of these guys are doing. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, that is way cooler than everything all of these guys are doing, in my opinion. Humbly, I just like that. Like, to me, if I can walk into a Thanksgiving or a Christmas and I'm visiting friends or I'm visiting family and one of the younger kids is playing with something Pudgy Penguins and I say I own a piece of that, which technically all of you guys do, that's the biggest flex that you can possibly have. Keep going, Quiet Storm, but I just wanted you guys to envision that because that's my vision. Like, that is the coolest thing. That's like, there's, to me, there's nothing cooler than that. You can do, like, nobody, like, you know, like, you're not going to go to your family and no one cares about PDE. Like, we're not there yet. Like, that's going to happen in 5 to 10 years. Like, realistically, that curve, that bell curve is going to go parabolic, like, years from now, right? Now, obviously, I'm not knocking it because I think that stuff is doing amazing things for amazing people. I mean, think about what Axie Infinity and NFT World is doing for people in Venezuela who are making more of an income doing that than they are, you know, in their dictatorship or whatever it may be. Not knocking that, but I'm saying right here, right now, in the next 12 months, if next Christmas and next Thanksgiving you go and one of somebody is playing with something Pudgy Penguins and it has nothing to do with you and you literally stop the room and say, I own a piece of that. That is the coolest thing that can possibly happen. That is my honest opinion and I really believe that and I hope you guys too. That is the coolest shit. That to me is like, it can't get cooler than that. That's like real, like stunting. That's like coming in with like a Richard Mille on or so. That's cooler than that. That's way cooler than that. You can come to the house in a Ferrari, dude. That is cooler. I'll tell you, I've done it. I'm telling you, that type of stuff is so much of a cooler topic of conversation. The whole room will migrate towards you and you'll be the center of the discussion for the next hours until the night is done. That is the biggest flex. And like, I want to give you guys that. Keep going, Quiet Storm. I just had to go on that tangent because you got me really excited when you said that.
That's okay. But, you know, like aside from like party favors and, you know, party, because when you have kids have birthday parties, they always pick some kind of theme and then the parents have to go and get all this stuff. And Pudgy Penguins would be super cute for like a birthday party theme. Even like for holidays, like I can totally see Pudgy Penguin Christmas stockings and Christmas ornaments and all of that because it kind of fits in with North Pole already. So I think that would be super cute. And then another thing that I thought of, I ran across like this little, something that kind of ties in with the mental health objective. I saw this little animated video short on Instagram by Hello Sunshine. And it was like this little animated sun that with like a cute little voice. And it was basically saying that they're going to start doing like these little, kind of like doing like these cycles and of these different little videos that are kind of like feel good animated shorts to kind of deal with mental health and kind of give people like a pep talk or trying to check in on people and kind of make them feel better and about different things. And I thought that that would also be a really cool thing to do with the Pudgies. They're much cuter than an animated sun. So
I love everything that you said because that like makes me like wasn't even thinking stockings and like I want to do all of that. It's gonna be a production feat. Like right now I'm got some pretty amazing production guys, but like I want to get like a lead of physical product because like I want to do it all. Like the D2C side of this business I'm like super excited about because like done right, if we can pull off the D2C side, it's going to absolutely blow the NFT side.
A cute little elf, like, you know, a little pet penguin with a little elf hat or a little Santa hat. It would be cute.
Yeah, I agree.
Luca, just real quick, I wasn't, you know, I didn't hear your reply on the Club Penguin things earlier. Look, I just want to see your insight on that because I think the topic changed.
It's a discussion that we're having. I've already made contact with that group. And we're kind of conflicting. We're looking at it like we're looking at it internally. And I talked to my devs. I'm like, yo, like, I think it's going to be a huge catalyst. I obviously want to go with the Club Penguin brand. But, like, dude, like, Pudgyverse is, like, halfway better than Club Penguin already. Like, so, like, is it wiser to collaborate with Club Penguin and create that huge catalyst, which I think is what the holders would want, which is fantastic. And probably the direction we will go to if the deal comes to fruition. like, not gonna lie, like, Pudgyverse is, like, halfway better, dude. Like, it's, you know, Pudgyverse is not complete, but, like, I know what those guys have in store, and, like, very close to being better. And realistically, the better long-term play is to go all-in Pudgyverse, allocate resources to Pudgyverse, because it's Pudgyverse, not Club Penguin. Though the short-term, you know, win would be to do that deal and then create some huge catalyst and then, you know, obviously create FOMO, whatever, whatever. But long-term, you know, sometimes you have to is a great quote, and it changed my life, and I hope you guys – sometimes I'll go off on tangents, and I hope you guys take some of this, because some of it is I've learned through a lot of trials and tribulations. Sometimes you have to sacrifice short-term success for long-term joy. And I think this is, like, really important. Like, sometimes, like, it might, you know, you have to sacrifice short-term gratification for long-term joy, right? And so, like, sacrificing what might make everyone happy in the short term might not be the best interest, because just so we're clear, I have, like, full expectation to be doing this for many years to come, like, full expectation. Like, obviously, you guys know I won't be doing these calls, like, daily, like how I'm doing now, because part of this is just brainstorming, getting to know you guys, but I have every plan to do this for years to come. So if I have plans to do this years to come, it's not just like, oh, pump the floor and do something, you know, short term that's going to do that. Like, I want to build a legacy company here, you know. So, you know, obviously it's subject to change, and we'll figure out things. But I'm kind of going on a tangent. We're going off topic. Back to Little Pudgies. So,
Luca, I just wanted to, like, sort of reiterate a couple things that you said. So I really like that agents mentioned that Little Pudgies and Big Pudgies are age agnostic, right? Like for I know a lot of people, like my friends and like my girlfriend, right? Their interest is in the community, right? It's being part of the community, and, you know, they really get that through the Little Pudgies. They might not have full access to the same things that the Big Penguins have, but it's being part of the community that counts, right? So I really think, you know, the merch and the merch that we create should really, you know, keep that in mind. And while I do agree that, you know, it is good to focus in a particular niche in the market, I really look forward to you and the rest of the team really sort of doubling down in, let's say, one product, let's say the plushies, and really building that out first before we expand, you know, into different product offerings.
Agreed. I take that. I agree.
Can I chime in for a sec?
Of course.
Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback on, I think it was Quiet Storm a minute ago, who was talking about all the different kinds of merch. Like, for me, I always think of Sanrio, the company that makes Hello Kitty. And Hello Kitty is freaking everywhere with billions of dollars of merch, you know, some that they do, and a lot of it's licensed out. And little kids like Hello Kitty. I've got a daughter who's 6 years old. She has a little Hello Kitty backpack. But then they sell Hello Kitty and Sanrio stuff in Hot Topics all over the place. So you kind of got that, like, teenage, you know, older person side to it. And then you have, I don't know if you like anime. I like anime. But there's an anime called Agretsuko. I don't know even how to say it. It's on Netflix. It's really funny. It's freaking hilarious. But that's a Sanrio character too. So, and that's a, you know, kind of PG-13-esque office comedy, a little bit of romance, really funny show that is under this giant umbrella of Sanrio. So when I think of, I mean, Little Pudgies especially, but Big Pudgies too, I'd always think of Sanrio. It's like you can make pretty much anything with pudgies on it, and it would work. Like, I mean, there's obviously some adult things you might not want to put a pudgy on, but pretty much everything else, you can put a pudgy penguin on it, and it'll be cool. It'll be cute. It'll be awesome. So that's my 2 cents on it.
Please don't kink shame me.
Hey, Luca. I had a couple of thoughts I wanted to share with you.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Yeah, so some thoughts on just growing and the Pudgy Penguins and the Littles, like, they're both super cute, right? So I feel like kids, even if you didn't have the Littles, they would be super attracted to the Penguins just because they're cute, right? So, like, if you look at some other, you know, kid-focused movies, like, let's say, like, Toy Story, they all at least sound like they're adults. You could play around with the idea of the Littles being like, hey, what if it was the Pudgies when they were little? I mean, that's an idea. Or just not having the age or the gender attached is really 2022 and the future, I think. And it would not limit your growth because then the market decides. The market decides what the Pudgies are. Oh, hey, my Pudgies are a family. My Pudgies were actually adults, but we're just little adults. So, you know, there's that idea to, yes, definitely focus the story. The story is the most important part, I think, in how, you know, what roles do they have? Because they should definitely have their roles, and that should be clear, right? What contribution do they have? Did they coexist? Did they pre-exist? Did they do both, right? Thinking sci-fi and all of that. But, I mean, the sky's really the limit, and I would just hate to see there be limitations because, like, for me, I like all of them, but if there's some kid thing, and I don't have kids either, but I do have, like, nieces and nephews, personally, I wouldn't be as attracted to it, if that makes sense. But if there's, like, you know, Star Wars for babies, but there's Star Wars for adults, I'm attracted to the adult stuff, of course, and I'll buy the little kid stuff for my nephews. I hope some of that is useful.
Oh, thank you for that perspective. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think that's what I was getting at. There's a slight chance that going too heavy kid might be a turnoff for some people, but I think if we just go full on cute, it's not a turnoff to anybody. And I was trying to, what the most popular thing right now is Baby Yoda, right? Or 6 months. And he's like a kid, but he's also like 100 years old. So that's the kind of ambiguous kid thing you can do that I think Rena's talking about. Like, make the audience decide, is this a kid or an adult or what is he doing? And as long as the storyline's written right, it's going to work either way.
Yeah. Carrot, I know your phone's about to die. Brother, you had a point you wanted to make?
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'll be quick here. So I love the kind of referral of it being like Ralph Lauren and then Ralph Lauren kids. Luca, are you familiar with Comme des Garçons, CDG?
Yep, Comme des Garçons. I think it's Comme des Garçons Play, is they call it, CDG Play?
Yeah, so there's a regular just Comme des Garçons.
All right, I think we're losing you. We're losing you, bud. You're getting rugged pretty hard, Carrot.
Am I getting rugged?
Yeah, you're getting rugged.
Are we good? Oh, no.
I can hear you. I can hear you now.
If your phone's on low battery mode, it'll do that.
Yeah, Carrot, maybe if you want to type out your point in Penguinaires, because it's moving a little slower than Huddle Chat, and tag me, I'll read it out for everybody.
Do I sound
not at still all, dude? It's because you're low battery.
Okay.
Yeah, Carrot. It's a no-go, bro. I'm sorry.
Carrot's getting rugged.
It was probably a really, really great point, and the powers that be at Discord just don't want the Pudgies to succeed. But we will, in spite of them. I'm trying to think who's been up here and hasn't been able to have their piece. Alex Realty. Nope.
I think the biggest point of conversation for us, just honestly, as I just begin to feel this out, and what I think we may want to readjust some of the scheduling is just like, dude, Rogs and Pudgies and Clarity, like, probably weren't the highest level of discussions. I think everything else is kind of minutia. Like, though, I think some of the things are important. I think, like, nothing has precedent over, like, what we're talking about here.
Luca, I think it'll make a little more sense once we get a peek at that roadmap and just sort of what you have planned in terms of, you know, in your mind, how do you see the merch progressing? Because I think for the longest time, right, that the biggest focus on the merch, or one of the biggest focuses, was on plushies for a lot of us. And I think, you know, that really, to us, kind of represented, you know, a really wide range appeal. And, you know, with that meant we were first able to build out the brand in a really meaningful way before we started to diversify any product offering.
Sorry, Luca, can I throw a question at you?
Yeah, of course.
Loving the direction and you support your vision and want to do whatever we can. What can we as a community at this time do to best support you? Other than obviously come to these calls and share our ideas, what's missing? What else can we do to get behind you?
You guys are so kind. And I appreciate it. I think just like representing Pudgies like in a positive light. Like at the end of the day, I came here, I embarked on a responsibility. Like, let me execute, let me do what I think we need to do over the next, you know, 2 months, and then just keep hitting me with ideas and just keep supporting the brand and just being, you know, amazing examples for, you know, what it is to be a Pengu. I think before I start leaning on you guys more, I need to show you guys what we're made of. I think once I show you guys what we're made of, you know, we can talk a little bit more about leaning. But right now, I'm respectfully a servant to the Pengus. And so once I kind of prove my worth, because unfortunately I wasn't voted into here, which is like one thing that, you know, I wish we ran an election for this. But, you know, I purchased this against everyone's kind of will, whether you guys like me or not, you know. So I just want to kind of prove myself first. Like, give me, you know, I think 2 months from now I'm going to be like, yeah, dude, this kid's a killer. Let me get there, and then we can talk about maybe how we can all work together as a collective. But I think in the meantime, just keep the vibes high. What we're going to do is we're going to start doing, like, little contests, like meme contests and stuff. So, you know, from a surface level, we'll be offering, you know, Pudgies and little Pudgies for winners, and we'll do those weekly. Participate in those, because, you know, we're going to start the Instagram push pretty soon, and I want to get to, like, a couple, like, just so you guys know, there's a guy on our team who's, like, has 2 or 3 accounts with tens of millions of followers on Instagram. He's, like, a professional meme account grower. Like, he does it at the highest level, and he's made tens of millions of dollars doing it. And he's going to need memes. He's going to need a lot of memes. And like, I told him I'll take care of the memes. He just handles the growth and the shout outs and all that stuff. But if we can just participate in our activities, that's all I ask, especially the contests, because like, I'm going to need a steady stream of memes for this guy to grow. I want to make this like, I think Pudgy Penguins could have 10 million followers on Instagram, and I think that, you know, 10 million followers is a lot. That would take a couple years probably, but I want to get in the millions soon, and I think we can do that this year. So I want to be the biggest Instagram account.
And for the fellow memers out there, I'll be doing some meme school things very shortly. If you're wanting to learn how to do video type memes and stuff like that, I'm going to be live streaming me creating a few memes so you can get some lessons and we can create some creators.
Luca, you throwing out OG Penguins for prizes?
Yeah, don't expect those every week though, man. You're over here looking at dude. Like I made a money, man. Come on. We're going to do some OG pangs. I'm going to bless the community. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be a lot of little pudgies because I got a boatload of those. But we're definitely going to give those away, yes.
Well, I'm really hyped for that. I'll definitely turn on my meme game.
Oh, yeah. I know you got it. I know you probably got the nastiest meme game of us all. I got to hang out with you, Ben. You got to be my friend. We got to be friends, dude. You're like, you're cool.
Bro, Luca, you're super cool too. Like, very well spoken. It's fun to listen to you.
I appreciate it, dude. I hope I can be a role model for people like you. And if I'm not, I need you to hold me accountable, Ben. I need you to put me in my place. If you see me steering off course, you gonna promise me that?
Yeah.
Good.
So, Luca, I got a quick question. You and your team have a ton of decisions to make in terms of the route that you want to choose. When do you think this decision will be made by? What's your timeline for that?
The roadmap is going to be this week. Not Sunday, I hope, but we're just drawing it out. Like, we're going back and forth with Mingo, and, you know, it's been – roadmap and stuff has been made. Decisions on to, like, what to do. We're going to work on them chronologically. There's a couple of things that just, like, there's some surface level things. Like, dude, I'm still waiting for the domain to transfer. Like, you know, like, there's still, I can't even get a company fucking email yet. Like, I'm actually starting to get pissed off. I need to stop cussing. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm sorry, Ben. I apologize. It's not how I should be talking, but.
Understood.
I've heard worse at middle school, man.
Yeah, I know you have, dude. Trust me. I wasn't in middle school too long ago either. So it's just like, unfortunately, I'm like still not fully have everything that I need to get my job done. Like, I'm just like kind of frustrated because like, I still don't have the website. I still don't have things. And I keep asking for them. I'm getting a little upset. But once I get like all this like basic infrastructure down, right? The deal kind of happened abruptly. I was actually told it would be done mid-April. So, like, I thought I would have, like, ample time to just, like, set up, obviously, the team I already had in place, but, you know, employees, stuff like that. So, bear with me the next, you know, making everything transparent for you guys over the next, and there's still some members of the team that I think are incredibly impressive that you guys haven't been introduced to, so doing, like, another space. I think Steve and Evan are like going to blow your guys' mind away. There's still a couple guys that you're just going to like won't even believe are a part of this. Are getting our advisory board together. There's like still some like basic infrastructure I have to get like figured out, starting with the website and the domains and stuff. And then once that stuff is done, like it's going to be all about execution. Like I said, like a lot of what I'm doing now is while the team's working on building the infrastructure, I'm getting to know you guys. So we're going to work on it chronologically, but like, I don't anticipate us going, you know, a month from now without clarity. Like, beginning of May, you know, May we're doing an event in F1. Not supposed to leak it anyway. Doing a little yacht party for F1. Everyone hates me, but I might as well tell you because, like, why not? You're going to know in a couple days anyway. And, like, I think that would be, like, probably the final focus group I do before, like, definitive decisions are done. So that will be May 7th, and on May 7th, you know, as I get to meet some of the Pengus, talk to them in person, spend a night together, really catch a vibe, really understand the, you know, by that time I would probably have already made my decision, so it won't be as much, it's going to be more like telling them what the decision is, like seeing how people react in person, whether they like it or not, and if like everybody has like negative reactions, then just like, you know, God forbid that was the case, then maybe going back to the drawing board. But over the next month, it's, you know, I'm going to come to my decision, going to see which direction we go in, lean in there, use May 7th as like the final focus group to make sure that like I'm not living in La La Land. You know, because at the end of the day, I can't make everyone happy. I still going to have to make the decision to the best of my ability, and the team is going to have to make the decision, factoring everything that we spoke about. But regardless, we're still going to have to make a decision. Just to like be efficient and productive and move in a timely manner. But I would imagine like 6 weeks from now, like, everybody will know what's going on. And I, you know, 2 weeks right now is just like infrastructure, hiring, make sure everyone's firing on all cylinders, get a flow going. Then we have, you know, 2 weeks until May, you know, mid-April to May execution, or probably like May, you know, April 20th to May, May 1st, you know, execution, then prepare for the event, make sure we have everything in line. And then like after the event, really after the event is when like the whole, every department and every plan and every partner, like we'll be firing cylinders after that event. And that event's May 7th. So that's how I anticipate it. Unfortunately, like the NFT space is like very like, I mean, you guys have showed patience better than anybody, so I'm not too worried, but it definitely moves quicker than most spaces. So I'm very cautious of that. I want to move quick and fast and go from there.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, I think I probably speak for most of us when I say this, is that we're all in this for the long haul, the Penguins, and you know, you've shown a lot of good stuff to us so far that we haven't seen, and we're super excited to see where you go with it. I think whatever route that you and your team choose, you basically assembled the Avengers in terms of a team, so we trust that you guys are going to get it done no matter the route. So excited to see where it goes.
I mean, we're what is it, Tuesday, we got the deal done Saturday. I mean, we're 3 days in, we've done a couple things already, you know, a little bit, but definitely the bag of tricks hasn't been unleashed. We got some bag of tricks coming this week, some things to keep you, I mean, I'm going to keep you guys entertained until the fucking, dude, the language, geez, somebody, I need to zap, somebody needs to zap me when I say that, but we have a lot of things coming, we have a lot of things already in the pipeline, a lot of partnerships that I think is going to blow you guys away, so... You know, there's a lot of things that have been done, but there's a lot more to do. And I'm just, you know, I'm not gonna go zero dark 30 on you guys for a month and just say I'm working. You know, like there's no zero dark 30. And I've already committed, you know, every week one AMA in Discord in one space at a minimum, and just set that expectation that like every Sunday we'll get on a call and just talk and give you guys updates and go back and forth. But ready to rumble. It's just right now I'm like getting a little frustrated because like I don't even have a company email address. I'm still using my Gel Blaster email on like Coinbase and stuff. It would probably look at me weird. Like, who is this guy at Gel Blaster?
Hey, Luca, my girlfriend actually just brought this to my attention. I just wanted to float it by you in case you weren't aware. But in like League of Legends and like TFT, there's actually a penguin that is super cute, and I just wanted to, you know, run it by you so you're aware that League of Legends also does have a penguin, and there might be some magic to be done there.
I love that. I didn't know League of Legends had a penguin, and I've played League.
Yeah, they have like a emote basically where you're able to like flash the penguin.
I like that. I'm gonna look into that. Maybe there's some sort of synergy there. Thank you.
Can I chime in for a second, guys?
Of course.
Yeah, go for it.
Hey, I just basically I'm just here to kind of introduce myself to you, to the whole community here and everybody in the space. I'm new here. I got to say, man, this is probably one of the best communities in the entire space that I've ever seen. The Discord is fantastic. The way that everybody here treats each other is incredible. And it's unmatched. Like, you guys are on the next level, and everybody in this community should be super duper proud of themselves. So yeah, big ups on everybody.
Exactly what I think it is. That's Steve the GOAT, dude. I love
you
that.
You know it. And I will say I have bought a few NFTs, not a whole lot, but I have two kids personally, and my kids are obsessed with my new little, and they love every single one of the Pudgy Penguins. So as far
Steve,
as cuteness
Steve, goes, drop your ETH address in the huddle chat, man. I'm going to give you one. I'm giving you one for the child, man. I'm giving you one for the kid. Dude, come on, drop it before I get impatient. Feeling generous today. Jeez, the huddle chat's moving so fast. All right, Steve, You got a minute. You got a minute to drop that ETH address, baby.
Yeah, give me a second. Give me a second. I got to open it. I got to open it.
All the kids. All the Mr. Flynn's wants it. Mr. Flynn's wants it. Mr. Flynn. We'll do. How about this? I'll give away a little pudgy every call. I gave out two today. This is me, my second one. I gave out three today. I gave out
Steve,
one.
Steve, you got to get a dot ETH.
Yeah, come on, Steve.
I know. Give me a break. I got it. We're good.
You want
we're
us good. To run?
Where are we at? We're at huddle?
Yeah.
We're on the chat, man.
You want us to run a giveaway, Luca, automatically? Yeah. We'll set it to pick the winner in, let's say, 30 minutes?
Yeah, run a giveaway for these kids, man.
Burke, are you listening?
Wait, but don't we want it to be just people that are listening? Because if we do a giveaway, it'll be everyone
on
the server.
Yeah, that's true.
We can gate the giveaway channel to just holders only. So don't worry, we're on top of that. We'll make it just for holders only to enter. All right.
Just don't know which one of these. Like, I got some pretty cool ones, dude. I wish I would have swept these harder. I swept, but like, I felt like I got really swept. These little pudgies are like super sick, though, dude.
I gotta say, man, these little pudgies are probably the best artwork I've ever seen. I love them. My kids love them. It's good. It's gonna be a good place to be.
Crazy. Who do you have? A boy, or is this for a boy or a girl? Just give me a little.
I got both, man. You choose.
What do you want? Who are you trying to bless tonight? Who's been good in the fam? You wear glasses, Steve? You wear glasses? I'll send you one with some glasses. You like boats?
I like...
Oh, man. You can't ask a father that. Which one's your favorite kid?
You like... You got glasses, Steve? You wear glasses? Are you a glasses guy?
Yeah, I use sunglasses, bro. Sunglasses.
No, not sunglasses. These are like...
Vitalik. No, I said sunglasses.
Okay, I'm giving you... This guy looks like... Vitalik the Boatmaster. So I'm giving you, I call him Vitalik the Boatmaster. Your one ends in DC6, right? I just want to make sure. You're DC6? That copy a while ago. Don't drop it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve, you got to get an ENS domain, brother.
Yeah, tell me.
I'll just tell you guys this. If I'm giving these little pudgies and I see you guys sell it, though, I will be pissed. These are not to go and flip at the and undercut the floor. Don't do that. This is for the fam. This is legacy pangs. Imagine Goop. I wonder if Goop is already sold and the whole girlfriend story was a lie.
Plus, on your transaction history, it'll show that Lucas sent it to you, so it'll have higher resale value.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. All right, it's done.
Hey, so Luca, the giveaway, we're ready to run it, but apparently this bot limits it to 100 entries.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't know. I don't know how true that is. I feel like
I think that's fine.
I've done first giveaways come, first before. We're cool with that, Luca?
Yeah, look at the one I gave him. I gave him the Honolulu Vitalik glasses with the yacht. It literally looks like a yacht boy. My God. Hey, Ben, stop this, man. Stop this nonsense, dude. Look at Ben, dude. Ben's in here preaching all the wrong things. Come on, man.
I'm joking.
I know you are. All right, guys. It's been an hour and 30 minutes. We're going to call this one. It has been great. Just be ready. Saturday and Sunday, the real magic happens. And if you tune into these calls, little pudgies are being given out.
Yeah, give us, guys, before we get off here, so just give us 10 minutes to sort out this giveaway because we changed a lot of things around the Discord with the new team coming in. So we just want to make sure it goes off without a hitch. We'll let you know. We'll have that giveaway up within the next, 20, 30 minutes. I think, Luca, there's like a premium account we got to buy or something. I'll talk to you privately on the side.
Yeah, just let me know what we need to buy.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe we can give out benefits to server boosters.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, so a member from my server has graciously been recording these calls. And Burko created a channel under Igloo of Ideas called AMA Recaps. And that's where we're posting these videos for you guys, too, just in case you missed it or, you know, you had a friend who missed it or whatever. It'll be in there by tomorrow once I get the video, all right?
Dude, this stuff is so funny, dude.
All right, everyone, have a great night.
Stuff so funny to me, dude. I don't
Venus.
Yeah, I don't even want to say it.
What is going on? Oh my gosh.
I don't want to say it out loud because it doesn't sound appropriate.
This is the fastest I've ever seen the chat move.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Dude. Why'd you do that?
You want to see people get.
Delete. Sorry, Honk. Delete. Delete that. How are you so quick? How is he so quick? That's way too quick, bro. That's how do you do that, dude? You guys are like wizards.
The hype is real.
We need a Venus bot, Burka.
Yeah, Ben. Now it's your time to sweep the floor, dude.
Bro,
oh my gosh.
JK, that was just a joke. All right, boys. Oh no, I love BitC, but he needs to change his name. It needs to be like with an A instead of an O. Oh, BitC.
Who put it into slow mode?
Sorry, guys. No, sorry. All right.
Here for the rest of the night.
All right.
I'm just getting unproductive really quick, really fast, but this is funny.
There's been 412 Venuses in the chat.
Oh, dude.
What do you guys have against roosters?
And now we're at 451.
Let's move away from this, boys. Let's move away.
I just tweeted it.
Yeah, so, guys, if Luca's taking off here, if you want to stay in the call, we're getting the giveaway up right now, and I'll announce when it's live so y'all can go and enter.
Automatically ban anybody that says Venus.
Okay.
Thanks, Luca.
No. And thanks again, Luca.
You're the GOAT, bro. My daughter's gonna love it.
Yeah, how about we get some love for Luca in the huddle chat, guys? Move away from this Venus thing. give him a thanks for spending time with us every single night. It's nice to feel loved.
Bro, this stuff is way too funny to me, man. I don't know why, dude. I feel like a child. This is the whole point of this, though, you know?
Dude, this is what captured me into Pudgy Penguins was this Discord, this community, and stuff like this. And you cannot, like, you can't pay for community like this.
No, dude, it's Buka Venus now, bro. No, that is so funny, dude. All right, I got to chime out. This is, like, I got 5 calls to be on, so... Thank you, guys.
All right, everybody. Raffles channel under Pudgy Central. React to enter. Ends in 30 minutes. One little Pudgy. Get in there. May the odds be ever in your favor. And I will see you tomorrow night at our next Igloo chat. Have a great night, guys.
All right, well...